Murray State hosts its annual presidential lecture this week. This year, the topic is diversity efforts within higher education. The three panelists are all Murray State alumni and experts in their own right. We'll hear from all three experts this week ahead of Thursday's lecture. Today, I'm joined by Dr. Walter Bumpus. He's the president of the American Association of Community Colleges. Dr. Bumpus, thanks so much for joining me.
Chad, it's a real pleasure to be with you today.
Now, you have more than 40 years of higher education administration experience. If you could tell me in a nutshell, how have the leadership demographics changed related to diversity in your time in higher education?
Well, Chad, you make me sound awful old, my friend, when you start talking about 40 years of experience. But I guess I've been at it long enough now that I have seen a great deal of change. In fact, I got my start right there at Murray State. And my first staff and administrative position working there at Murray State, and did that for a couple of years, and that really launched my career really in higher education, because prior to that I really hadn't given a career in higher education much thought, as I was planning on maybe going back to my old high school, being an assistant coach and teaching. Now to your question, when I first got into the administrative end of the business, especially in community colleges, I was a 24-year-old dean of students when I got my first position, and quite honestly, there weren't very many people of color doing what I do, what I was doing at that point in time, and so I didn't have very many role models, quite frankly. But over the years, and I hope I've helped to contribute to that, I've seen a significant increase in those folks who have decided to have careers in working in higher education, and especially those leaders of color. In fact, we have two daughters who are administrators in community colleges. One's a vice president now in Cleveland, another one is a dean of students in Dallas. But there have become many more opportunities, and I like to think many more folks are choosing higher education and community colleges career options.
Now, tell me about when you entered at 24 years old. Did you encounter any type of resistance or discrimination at the outset of your career?
Probably so, yes. Mm-hmm. In fact, as I reflect on that, my first experience was in Arkansas. I had an opportunity to go directly from Murray State, and I didn't want to take the job. In fact, I had never been to the state of Arkansas. And my wife and I were very comfortable working at Murray State. She is a speech pathology instructor, and my being a residential hall director and director of minority affairs. But when I got to Arkansas, we were excited about the opportunity. I was out to buy a house there, and we couldn't buy a house. In fact, every place we went, they would tell us that the house was no longer on the market. It had just sold. And yet I had members of the staff that I was hiring. We were a brand new community college, and they were telling us that my staff were all saying they were able to buy houses, and yet I couldn't as their supervisor. Also, when I went to a lot of meetings, you know, I was generally the only person in the room that looked like me. But man, has that changed over the years. But I got there, people treated me very, very well. My wife and I had a great experience in Arkansas. But, you know, there were some, you know, blatant cases of racism at some point. But there are also lots of great friends. And even in the mid-70s, people were, I think, open to leadership making a difference and pretty much trying to judge people by their competency and character as opposed to the color of their skin.
And you spent a lot of time in the South, in Louisiana, in Texas. Tell me about, and now you're in Washington, D.C., are there any differences in perception based on, you know, these two different parts of the country?
I'm going to surprise you with my answer, perhaps, Chad. Uh-huh. I would say to you that I have found the South maybe to be more open and welcoming to leaders of color. Having said that, I left Arkansas and moved to Maryland, where I worked 14 years as a vice president of student affairs. And boy, were we treated great, but it was in that city and that community in Maryland. We were in Columbia, Maryland, a planned community, and my wife and I in Arkansas found that, you know, it was a matter of our kids. Our kids couldn't get in Little League, the daughters couldn't get in various things they wanted to do because of some of the segregation. In fact, we eventually, after 4 years, even though we were having a good time there, we didn't find adequate housing. We had an issue of We actually lived in a double-wide trailer because that was the only housing we could find. And I had threatened to leave the city, and a guy that was chairman of my board said, Walter, we'll find somebody that'll build you a duplex. So that made it a little bit more tolerable, but we never really could agree that that was the way we wanted to live our life in that city. And so we thought there could be bigger and better things for us.
What barriers to success do you see now for current minority students? And are those barriers any different between Southern institutions and Northern institutions?
Well, not, wow, that's a great question, and I don't mean to diminish some of the challenges that still exist that are out there. You know, I had the great fortune of also coming back to the place where I got my PhD. I was honored to go back to the University of Texas at Austin as a full professor, but also chairman of the education department there. And I had an opportunity to hire faculty members. When I was recruiting them, I had to not only convince them that the University of Texas, by reputation, was a superior institution. In fact, it's one of the finest universities in the world. But many of them had concerns about moving to the South, moving to Texas. And so you still had those kind of perceptual things because people were concerned about would their families be accepted. And so it became a situation for me as a person hiring faculty members with high price salaries and very well qualified. It was not about the money sometimes as much as it was going to be about the quality of their life.
And lastly, tell me what you'd like the audience to take away from the lecture on Thursday evening.
Primarily, I would like to have them hear from us and about the opportunities we had as a result of attending Murray State University. My experience in Murray helped prepare me not only educationally, but also how to deal as a minority in an environment to be successful. The very first job I had was at Murray State professionally out of college. And in that regard, my wife and I were the first African Americans to be hired at Murray in a staff position, and I think as an instructor. And so we both learned to navigate, a majority environment with some success out there. But I learned a lot from the folks I had a chance to work with. In fact, many of the things that I learned, I didn't experience growing up in Princeton, Kentucky. But I think I grew so much as a professional and as an individual just by being at Murray. And I'd like to have the folks walk away thinking about the opportunities that have been provided. Now, I've had a chance to dine with presidents. I've had a chance to meet with presidents. And certainly, it's been a terrific journey, and I've enjoyed the whole experience.
Well, Dr. Walter Bumpus is the president of the American Association of Community Colleges, and he's among a panelist that will be presenting during the presidential lecture on Thursday evening at the CFSB Center. Dr. Bumpus, thanks so much for your time.
Chad, thank you for this opportunity to chat with you this morning, my friend. Have a great day.